The following is a special presentation of 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
For tonight's Findlay City Council meeting of April 7th, I open the meeting with the roll call.
Mr. Greeno?
Here.
Mr. Haas?
Here.
Mr. Hellman?
Here.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Here.
Mr. Palmer?
Here.
Mr. Russell?
Here.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Here.
Mr. Slough?
Here.
Ms. Warnicke?
Here.
And Mr. Wobser?
Present.
Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Make motion, or I hear motion to accept the previous council meeting minutes. Mr. Slough.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 3rd regular session of council.
Second, Mr. Niemeyer. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Mr. Russell, do we have any add-on replacements or removals from tonight's agenda?
Yes, sir. We have an add-on letter from Reverend Mark Collingsworth, Jr., the Bishop of Ohio, of the Episcopal Diocese of Ohio. That's just a letter concerning Ordinance 2020-027, which is the parking lot sale. And we also have a replacement for Ordinance 2020-037, the County Road 180 drainage plan. Simply a minor change to the header, and I would move that the letter be added and the ordinance be replaced.
Aye.
A zoning amendment request for 701 to 708 Adams Street, as well as 700 to 714 Putnam Street, from Matoni Scanlon on behalf of G&H Enterprises, LLC, to change the zoning from M2 Multiple Family Residential District to R4 Duplex Triplex High Density Residential District.
Refer that to the City Planning Commission and the Planning and Zoning Committee. Written communications.
A letter from David Fellman, CEO of Nicholas Asset Management, LLC, regarding the Argyle City Lot Project.
Comments? Letter to be filed?
A letter or an email from Jim Heck regarding the Argyle Lot.
Comments? Email to be filed?
A letter from Dan Matheny, owner of Wine Merchant, regarding the Argyle Project.
Comments? Letter to be filed?
A letter from Richard Kirk, CEO of Kirk Corporation, regarding the Argyle Project.
Comments? Letter to be filed.
A letter from John Dryman, Reverend of Trinity Episcopal Church, regarding the Argyle Project.
Comments? Letter to be filed.
A letter from Semro Henry and Barga LTD, Attorney Jeffrey Stopar, regarding Ordinance 2020-026, which is the zoning code,
comments.
Zoning text amendment.
Comments? Letter to be filed?
An email from Elvis Oxley, Oxley Consulting, LLC, regarding the Argyle update and Argyle update.
Comments? Mr. Wilson.
And make a motion that this one is read into the record, please.
Second, Mr. Schindeldecker. All those in favor of reading it into the record, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Mayor, thank you for your time on the phone this afternoon. Pursuant to our conversation and the conversations the three partners have had together, as well as our finance and real estate network, we request that the tabling of Ordinance 2020-027, the sale of the city-owned parking lot, As I noted in our conversation, our nation is in a pandemic crisis and the tenuous economic conditions at hand and in the near future could be grim. Well over 100 conversations with bankers, lenders, and private investors were had over the past week. Most all indicated a stoppage of investment in new projects, and several noted they were cutting real estate values by 30% across the board, both on properties they had already invested in and across the U.S. market in general. Therefore, it is imprudent for us to invest in the city lot at this time. However, consider us first in line when the situation begins to clear up. We pledge to keep you updated, and we appreciate you and the economic development team doing the same. Please let us know if you have any questions.
Comments? Letter to be filed?
Add-on letter from Mark Hollingsworth, Jr., Bishop of Ohio, regarding the proposed parking lot sale, ordinance number 2020-027.
Comments? Letter to be filed? Reports of municipal officers and municipal departments. I think at the beginning of this, I'm going to call Mr. Stashak up. He'd like to discuss some budgetary and other matters.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess first, are there any questions about the report that I submitted to this body? If so, I'd like to address those real quick. That's pretty straightforward, our monthly reports. But in addition to that, this meeting and following up on the comments from the last meeting, I wanted to take a minute not to talk about doom and gloom, but to talk about things that you need to know to prepare yourselves for what needs to be done with regard to the city and is going to need to be done. Things that I think have been encouraging you all to consider for a number of years. Most importantly, and first off, the administration at this point in time is not requesting a deappropriation of any monies from the budget that was adopted. So that means the burden is on council to regulate the spending and to preserve the cash balance that we started the year with and the one that we'll end the year with moving forward. This is a complex issue. I have not seen so many state orders or federal rule orders that are changing daily and impact of a lot of things, and we all know more are coming. But areas of concern that I need to begin to make you aware of. All of your state tax revenues, that includes local government funds, gas tax, capital dollars, those are all potentially in one form or another in jeopardy. Departments that you have that are subsidized, particularly streets, airport, and parking, should there be issues where those revenues do not come in due to whether it be subsidies from state agencies or their revenues generally, that will have a direct impact or could have a direct impact on your general fund monies if you continue to spend at the budgeted and appropriated level that we currently have. That includes also the fact that you have departments such as recreation, which are basically bringing in no revenue right now as we speak. And then you have individual line items within the different budget items that that you pass for the different departments. And I pulled today the budget in brief that is dispersed throughout the city and is online, and I thought this was a good reference document for you. On the second page, there's a section that says, where does the money come from? And it has a nice pie chart here. Well, it starts off at 75% of your money comes from income tax. That's going to be impacted. Fees and licenses and others, that's going to be impacted. Real estate tax, at this point, we're not anticipating much of an impact. Let's hope that doesn't change. Municipal court fees and fines. I've been told by the court their operations are down on criminal traffic at least 25% at the moment. So that's going to be impacted. Operating transfers, that's yet to be seen. Hotel motel tax is certainly down. So four of your six revenue categories on your budget brief are going to have an impact when it comes to revenue, and that takes you to what you need to look at with regard to spending as we move forward. You can't presume that all the monies that were expected from the state and other agencies will come in and cover the funds. We can't presume that the federal government will reimburse us for any of the costs that we end up incurring with regard to the COVID crisis. As a matter of fact, I read OML put out, if you read the update that comes out weekly in there, that because of the size of our city, less than 500,000 people, any money that might come to us would be allocated to the state and doled out at the state's discretion. So there's a political component here that you need to consider and will need to be active with. Because we were not, because of non-spending and not de-appropriating and dropping revenues at the same time, your cash balances in the reports I'm going to give you are going to fall quickly for your projected cash balances. And there are some unknowns. We will likely now begin to have a significant impact on your water and sewer. If you think about it, major corporations are closed that are major water users. Schools are closed. Restaurants are closed, etc. And a large portion of your workforce is working from home. And I don't know the current number exactly, but I believe about 50 to 60% of people who work in Findlay don't live here. So they're not using the facilities that they would typically use in a given workday. So that's that could end up being a major impact. Unfortunately, billing is 60 days in arrears, so we've got a little bit of a window that we need to wait and see what's going to happen there. So we're going to have to be patient and monitor that as it comes in, and I will do that from my side as well. I'm probably the only auditor in the state, I've mentioned this before, a finance officer in the state without direct access to the city income tax information. But since you originally reviewed the budget at the end of the last year and the beginning of this year, Administrator Thomas's projections for the income tax have been reduced $7.5 million. His projections, if he is correct, reduce your general fund revenue by $6 million and your capital improvements revenue by $1.5 million. So, what can we do? We need to balance long-term thinking with short-term needs. I want to say that again. You need to balance long-term thinking with your short-term needs. Some of the actions this body can take as a council, day in and day out, as you do your diligence, is one, we should be monitoring the tax information by sector. The Income Tax Board discussed this and agreed to this several years ago, but we're not doing it. And what I mean by sector is we should know what the manufacturing sector and how they're doing in terms of income tax revenues. We should know what the restaurant sector is doing, what the business sectors are doing. By monitoring the sectors, we have a little better idea and access of which ones are doing very badly, which ones are doing normal or on their regular track, which ones are coming back, which ones aren't. That's something we should begin immediately. We should also, and you should, require business cost justifications for all capital expenditures. No such justification is typically done in a formal business type model, but it should start. For example, and again, not to be critical, but to use an example, what we have today and where we're at with regard to the plans that are on the books. Because something's in a plan doesn't mean you should move forward and do it. Again, you're going to need to evaluate things as we go to protect your cash balances. Right now, a great example is you have a $400-plus thousand request for a welding and traffic signal building. Now, we already have adequate housing to do the welding and traffic signal functions. Is that going to be a prudent expenditure with regard to that $400,000? This body will need to answer that and should do it through, again, a business cost justification. One of my concerns and one of the things that we noted during the last recession is that it does not look good if you're to your community or your employees. If you're looking around and the city employees are driving around in new vehicles or building new facilities, while at the same time we're saying we have a revenue and expense emergency due to the COVID crisis or a possible recession that follows up. As I suggested in last week's meeting, though, you need to create and project cash balance thresholds where you trigger budget actions. If you take the income tax administrator's projection alone of reducing $6 million of cash from your general fund revenue, that takes you from a projected year-end balance of $14 million down to $8 million. $8 million is 3 months of operating expenses. If the income tax administrator is right, prior to adding any of the other things that I've mentioned earlier here, you are already at your threshold, particularly in light of the fact that you are not de-appropriating money and the full budget is available to be spent through the appropriations that have been provided. This isn't just Finley, we know that. It's statewide, it's nationwide, it's worldwide. Your daily deposits are way down. The money's not coming in like it used to. We're all in this together. However, statutory burden, again, as I mentioned earlier, is on council to regulate spending and preserve the cash balance since the full budget remains appropriated. And I'd be happy to take any questions with regards to some of the details I'm looking at.
Questions for Mr. Stachek?
Thank you for listening.
Hearing none, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Find out where we're at here. Just a second. Reports of municipal officers and municipal departments.
Okay.
City income tax.
City income tax monthly collections report for March and February and March 2020.
Questions? Report to be filed.
Officer shareholders disclosure form from the Ohio Department of Commerce Division of Liquor Control for Chalky Billards, LLC, doing business as Chalky's and Patio and Fenced Area, located at 1851 Tiffin Avenue in Findlay for a D5 and D6 liquor permit. The check of the records show no criminal record for those who applied.
Mr. Russell.
I move that no objection be filed.
Second, Mr. Palmer. All those in favor, that note. I'm,
I have a question. If I can.
Question for Mr. Hillman.
Isn't this the same location where we've had neighbor complaints over the years from abutting neighbors, and some of them aren't even abutting? They're 6-8 blocks away or a half a mile away from the noise and music that was coming from this establishment? I think that's correct.
I'm not sure if anybody can answer that.
It is.
Okay. All right.
So I guess my next question would be, is it prudent for us to let this continue when, in fact, it appears as though we're going to continue the same type of disruption there? They talk about a patio and a fenced area and continuing the liquor permit. So I guess it gives me a little bit of heartburn, and I'd... I question whether or not we're doing the right thing.
Mr. Schmelzer, you'd like to come up, make a comment? Yep, come up to the podium. I'm sorry.
Dennis, I dealt with that issue quite a bit the last time, and I think my personal experience with the last operator was with the rock concerts that were being booked and the extreme amount of bass that was unable to be contained within that facility. No issue articulating that fact. I was out there many times talking to the residents, witnessed it, stood out there with a sound meter, and to whoever the new operator is, I can tell you that we'll have very little patience for that kind of activity. That said, there's been a lot of places that have operated without annoying the neighbors every single Saturday night. So if this place is going to operate in that fashion, I wouldn't be opposed to it. If anybody has any questions about the last operator.
It seems as though we didn't have much leverage with the last operator. And I'm curious.
You're right.
Taking this
and we were
at his word.
You're right. You are. Just like you do every other operator that you give a license to that operates a business within the city of Findlay. I mean, you have to work within the rules that you have. At the time, we seriously contemplated altering the rules for this particular individual. We never quite got to that point, but I would suggest that if someone is operating a business, regardless of the business, and they're not operating within clear rules, we either have to modify the rules or ignore it. And that's kind of the position that we were put in last time. he did alter his behavior because of the rules that we had in place. So it got better. I never quite got to the point, I think, where every resident was satisfied. But I did talk to a number of residents that said that our actions made significant difference in what was going on out there. So,
any other questions? All right. We have a motion that no objection be filed, followed by a second. All those in favor that no objection be filed, say aye. Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it.
Inlee Municipal Court Activities Report for February 2020.
Questions? Report to be filed.
Inlee Police Departmental Activities Report for February 2020.
Questions? Report to be filed.
Summary Financial Reports as of February 29th, 2020.
Questions? Report to be filed.
Inlee Fire Departmental Activities Report for February 2020.
Questions? Report to be filed.
Design Review Board agenda for March 11th, 2020, as well as the minutes of February 12th, 2020.
Questions? Agenda and minutes to be filed.
A letter from Service Director, Acting City Engineer Brian Thomas regarding 2020 Cube Parking Lot Repairs number 319-00300.
Questions? Letter to be filed and or report.
Letter from Service Director, Acting City Engineer Brian Thomas regarding County Road 180 Drainage Plan, number 355-94100.
Questions? Letter to be filed.
A letter from Service Director, Acting City Engineer Brian Thomas regarding 4th Capital Improvement Appropriation.
Questions? Letter to be filed.
Treasurer's Reconciliation Report for February 29th, 2020.
Question? Report to be filed.
Board of Zoning Appeals minutes for November 14th, 2019.
Questions? Minutes to be filed.
Letter from Service Director, Acting City Engineer Brian Thomas regarding Olive Street Waterline Replacement number 357-93300.
Questions? Letter to be filed.
Letter from Service Director, Acting City Engineer Brian Thomas regarding 6th Street Waterline Replacement Project number 357-95300.
Questions? Letter to be filed.
Letter from Service Director, Acting City Engineer Brian Thomas regarding Rehabilitate Taxiway A, Taxiway A4 to A6, project number 3529-3400.
Questions? Letter to be filed.
City Planning Commission agenda for April 9th, 2020, as well as the minutes of March 12th, 2020.
Questions? Agenda to be filed, minutes to be filed.
Precipitation Reservoir Levels Report for first quarter, which is January through March of 2020.
Questions? Letter to be filed.
A letter from Mayor Mern regarding Hancock County Commissioner's share of advertising costs for 2020 census.
Question? Letter to be filed. Committee reports.
The Water and Sewer Committee met on March 11th, 2020, to discuss a rotary waiver for 708 Milton Street. We recommend a reduction in the rotary fee of 50%, bringing it to $880.
Do I hear a motion to approve the committee report? Mr. Slough.
I would move to approve the committee report.
Second, Mr. Palmer. All those in favor approving the committee report, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Unless they want to discuss it. The Water and Sewer Committee met on March 11th, 2020, to discuss updates to the rotary policy. We recommend that more discussion is needed on these updates to the rotary policy.
Mr. Slough.
I would move for adoption of the Water and Sewer Committee report.
Second, Mr. Schindeldecker. Questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of accepting the committee report, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it.
The Water and Sewer Committee met on March 11th, 2020, to continue September 17th, 2019, and March 13th, 2019 discussions on water and sewer billing software upgrades. We received an update on the project, and when updated information is available, it will be presented at that time.
Mr. Slough.
Move for adoption of the Water and Sewer Committee report.
Second, Mr. Greeno. Questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of the committee report say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The ayes have it.
Water and Sewer Committee met on March 11, 2020 to discuss updates to the water meters and transmitter project. We received an update on the project and will receive more information in the future.
Mr. Slough.
Move for adoption of the Water and Sewer Committee report.
Second, Mr. Palmer. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the committee report say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The ayes have it.
The Planning and Zoning Committee, to whom was referred a request from BFB Properties LLC, Brad Brogan, to rezone 229 Howard Street from R2 single family medium density commercial to R4 duplex triplex. We recommend approval to R4 from R2 as requested.
Mr. Slough.
Move for adoption of the Planning and Zoning Committee report.
Second, Mr. Wobser. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the committee report say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Legislation.
First reading for Resolution 13-2020, a resolution approving the expenditures made by the Auditor's Office on the attached list of vouchers which either exceed the purchase order or were incurred without a purchase order, exceeding the statutory limit of $3,000, all in accordance with Ohio Revised Code 5705.41D.
Mr. Slough.
I would move for adoption of Resolution 13-2020.
Mr. Hellman, second. Questions or comments? All those in favor of the resolution, say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
And Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
The resolution is adopted. Ordinances.
Third reading for Ordinance 2020-22, an ordinance appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Slough.
Move for adoption of Ordinance 2020-22.
Second, Mr. Greeno. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of ordinance number 2020-022, say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
And Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Ordinance number 2020-022 is adopted.
Third reading for Ordinance 2020-026. An ordinance repealing sections 1121.05, 1122.05, 1123.03, 1123.05, and 1124.05 of the current zoning code, and in its place enacting amended sections 1121.05, 1122.05, 1123.03, 1123.05, and 1124.05 of the codified ordinances of the City of Findlay, Ohio.
Mr. Russell.
Move that Ordinance 2020-026 be adopted.
Second, Mr. Hellman. Questions or comments? Mr. Russell.
I'd like to note that the letter from the attorney that was presented in today's agenda from Attorney Jeffrey Stoper from Sempro, Henry, and Barga specifically addressed the concerns that were raised by Mr. Ross at one of our earlier meetings. It seemed like so long ago. And basically, the attorney's opinion upheld the validity, legality, constitutionality of this ordinance. Once again, this ordinance simply changes some setback requirements for when we're doing infill development, and also makes duplexes and triplexes a permitted use, and I think it's in the R3 district. This is a good addition to the code, one that the Planning and Zoning Committee specifically asked that this be
brought to a vote ahead of the actual zoning code map changes, because we thought that this had benefit for the citizens that could be enjoyed immediately. And so I strongly support this ordinance and ask that the rest of council do the same.
Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of ordinance number 2020-026, say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
No, this isn't my place, but I just want to ask, does this have to have a public hearing before we can adopt it? Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
And Mr. Haas?
Aye.
The ayes have it, and ordinance number 2020-026 is adopted.
Third reading for ordinance 2020-027, an ordinance authorizing the mayor of the city of Findlay, Ohio to enter into a real estate purchase agreement with the Blanchard Valley Port Authority for the sale of a city-owned parking lot located immediately west of 524 South Main Street and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Move to table ordinance 2020-027.
Second, everybody. Second, Mr. Wobser. Sorry. Second, Mr. Haas. There's no discussion on the on a motion to table. All those in favor of tabling ordinance number 2020-027, say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
And Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
The ordinance is tabled.
Second reading for ordinance 2020-032, an ordinance to approve current replacement pages to the Findlay codified ordinances and declared an emergency. Second reading for ordinance 2020-033, an ordinance authorizing the mayor of the city of Findlay, Ohio to negotiate and enter into a new land lease agreement with the Blanchard Valley Port Authority for purposes of constructing a proposed hangar facility at the Findlay Airport for use and operation by Marathon Petroleum Corporation.
Mr. Russell.
I'd move that ordinance 2020-033 be tabled.
Second, Mr. Greeno. All those in favor of tabling ordinance number 2020-033, say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke? Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
And Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye. The ordinance is tabled.
Second reading for ordinance 2020-036, an ordinance appropriating and transferring funds and declaring an emergency. Second reading for ordinance 2020-037, as amended, an ordinance accepting bids as received and authorizing the service director of the city of Findlay, Ohio to enter into a contract or contracts as required for the County Road 180 Drainage Plan Project Number 355-94100, appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Question for Brian. Brian, I understand there's some desire for the contractor to get started on this immediately. Is that the case?
Sorry. It took me a while. I visited the chiropractor yesterday, so I'm a little stiff, so I apologize for that. We have been notified by this contractor that he's currently working in some other communities that are stopping construction. So they would like to get here as soon as possible so that they could get started on it. It would be nice if it got approved tonight, but it's not the end of the world either, so it's completely up to council. If you want to wait, that would be fine. I don't have a problem with that.
This obviously adds some nice benefit to that, safety benefit to that intersection. This is to help water flow in cases of high water. In light of the current economic situation, can you speak to the need to have this project done this year, or is this? I mean, I hate to start doing this for each project, but until I have a better understanding of the financial situations,
right.
I wonder what makes 2020 better for this one versus 2021.
Well, this project has the only city funds in this project were the money that I asked for bidding.
Oh, this is the
county. All the construction funds and all the engineering is coming through the county.
Yep.
I do believe the auditor had something he wanted to say.
Questions for Jim.
Mr. Station.
What is it that you were going to say?
As of this afternoon, the Deputy Auditor Ginger Sampson is our check and balance to make sure we're in compliance with the Ohio laws required for audit on the contract from the finance perspective, certainly not from the legal perspective. But I'm going to ask that you not rush this through until her and the law director are able to work through some unresolved issues, making sure that we're comfortable that she can recommend that I sign the document once complete.
Can you give us some light as to what those issues are?
It's process related. There's just some glitches in the process, and there's some cleanup in a couple of the other ordinances, and we've been working wonderfully with Brian to get those worked through, and the mayor certainly has been involved as well. But I think once we get through this set of legislation that you're seeing that's in your packet today, I think we'll have that cleaned up and we shouldn't see these issues moving forward. But when a contract comes to me, when it comes to my office, typically I'm the last one to sign it, and then we have a set of checks that we go through, and if we don't see every one of those I's dotted and T's crossed, in some cases it prevents me from signing a document. And unfortunately we've had that a couple times here, and like I say, we're working diligently with the other departments involved to make sure that we get that stuff corrected.
So is that deal just with this ordinance or with every single ordinance on this agenda tonight?
I'm happy to say we work so well together. We got two of the three corrected, and the third one I'm just not sure. I'm sure there's a reason it's in the format that it is, but I definitely want to make sure that the deputy auditor has stamped and approved it properly and working with the law director, so that there's no issue with the county, because, again, we don't want the county frustrated or the contractor frustrated
okay.
either.
Thank you.
Second reading for ordinance 2020-038, an ordinance authorizing the service director and the safety director of the City of Findlay, Ohio, to advertise for bids where required and enter into contracts for various projects, appropriating and transferring funds for said capital expenditures, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell?
Questions for Brian? So there's kind of three parts to this ordinance. $119,000, $20,000 part for Logan Avenue Phase 3, and a $40,000 part for the sewers on Blue Bonnet at Bitter Street. Sanitary improvements. Speaking of the first one, it looks like for police, parks, maintenance, and streets, is that vehicle purchases?
Yeah. What I tried to do, since I have limited funds in the capital fund at the beginning of the year, some of the equipment or some of the vehicles, we get some money just so we can order the vehicles, like the police cars. The cars cost so much, and then you have all the equipment, the light bars, the cages, all that stuff that goes in there. The dump trucks, the chassis, and the frames have a large, long lead time, so we tried to do that. And then later I asked for the money for the rest of it. So in this ordinance, the equipment at the top is stuff that we've already asked for in the beginning. So the police cars have already been ordered. This is just to get the equipment so we can put the equipment in them. The trucks that are there, we've already ordered the frame and the cab. This is to get the beds and the equipment for it. Further down, excuse me, the three projects that are there, that's just to get me some money in the plan or in the projects, excuse me, so that I can go out and get survey work done, so that I can get plans around and the engineering drawings going, so that we can get that moving forward. Just because we do plans this year doesn't mean I have to bid them this year. I have no problem waiting to see how the revenue comes in. I know we shared a list last meeting with some of the stuff that we were already looking at possibly not doing this year. So I have no problem with the auditor's recommendation. I don't plan on doing everything in the capital plan just because it's in there. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Thomas?
First reading for Ordinance 2020-039, an ordinance amending Chapter 1100 et sec of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Findlay, Ohio, known as the Zoning Code, by rezoning the following described property, referred to as 229 Howard Street Rezone, which previously was zoned R2 Single Family Medium Density, to R4 Duplex Triplex. First reading for Ordinance 2020-040, an ordinance accepting bids as received and authorizing the Service Director of the City of Findlay, Ohio, to enter into a contractor contracts as required for the Olive Street Waterline Replacement Project Number 35793300, appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
So in conversations I had with Brian on this ordinance and also 41, I understand that the contractors are raring and ready to go, and especially during this, I mean, they're literally, as soon as we say yes, they'll be able to start working these projects. And in light of the low traffic and the ability to have business being done, I would move that council statutory rules be suspended and ordinance 2020-040 be given its second and third reading.
Second, Mr. Slough. All those in favor of suspending the rules of council, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
And Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
The rules of council have been suspended, and the clerk will give it its second and third reading.
Ordinance 2020-040, Ordinance 2020-040.
Mr. Russell.
Move for adoption of Ordinance 2020-040.
Second, Mr. Palmer. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance, please say aye. After your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke? Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer? Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
And Mr. Russell?
Aye.
The ordinance is adopted.
First reading for Ordinance 2020-041, an ordinance appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
For the same reason stated for 2020-040, I would ask that council or motion that council's statutory rules be suspended and this ordinance be given its second and third reading.
Mr. Greeno, second. All those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Nay.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
And Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
The rules of council have been suspended, and the clerk will give the ordinance its second and third reading.
Ordinance 2020-041, Ordinance 2020-041.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay. I'm sorry, Mr. Russell.
We should probably, don't we need a motion to approve?
I'm sorry. I'm way ahead of you. So, do I hear a motion to approve? Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Slough.
So moved, okay. I was way too slow there. I'm sorry.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
The ordinance is adopted.
First reading for Ordinance 2020-042, an ordinance repealing Ordinance Number 2020-035 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Findlay, Ohio, and in its place enacting the ordinance to accept bids as received and authorize the Service Director of the City of Findlay, Ohio, to enter into contractor contracts as required for the Country Club Drive Slope Rehabilitation Project Number 3259 3259300, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Because the appropriation was done in 2020-035, and this thing just gives us the ability to actually execute on that, project. This one at this point in time doesn't involve money. I would, and because Country Club Drive really needs some attention, I would move that council statutory rules be suspended and ordinance 2020-042 be given its second and third reading.
Second, Mr. Hawes. Questions or comment? I'm sorry, we're suspending. All those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Wolpser?
Aye.
Mr. Greenough?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
And Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
The rules of council have been suspended, and the clerk will give us its second and third reading.
Ordinance 2020-042, Ordinance 2020-042.
Motion, Mr. Russell.
Move for adoption of Ordinance 2020-042.
Second, Mr. Niemeyer. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Greenough?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
And Mr. Wolpser?
Aye.
The ordinance is adopted.
First reading for ordinance 2020-043, an ordinance authorizing the service director of the City of Findlay, Ohio to advertise for bids and enter into a contract or contracts where required for the Taxiway A, Taxiway A4 to A6, Rehabilitation Project Number 35293400, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Questions for Mr. Thomas. Brian, so I understand this ordinance gives us the ability to bid the project, and then we go into FAA land. Can you run me through the process of how this project happens, and then because it's not a standard water line or
street. Yeah, the FAA runs a little backwards. You actually have to bid the projects and submit the bid tabs with the grant application. So the consultant's currently finishing up the plans. So this ordinance just gives me permission to bid it and enter into a contract, which I won't do until later. But we will bid it, and then when we get the bid results, that goes with the grant application to the FAA. And they look at all that to verify that the dollar amounts are correct. And probably need to double check. I think this is the one that's got, they just came out and announced that they're going to fund it at 100% with everything that's currently going on instead of the usual 90%. So that's always a good thing.
100% is good.
Yeah.
Mr. Russell.
For that reason, to move that the council's statutory rules be suspended in 2020-043 be given a second and third reading.
Mr. Haas, second. All those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wolpser?
Aye.
And Mr. Greenough?
Aye.
Rules of council have been suspended, and the clerk will give this a second and third reading.
Ordinance 2020-043, Ordinance 2020-043.
Mr. Palmer.
Move for adoption of ordinance number 2020-043.
Second, Mr. Webster. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Webster?
Aye.
Mr. Greenough?
Aye.
And Mr. Haas?
Aye.
The ordinance is adopted.
First reading for Ordinance 2020-044, an ordinance appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
This ordinance is simply moving funds from one fund to it, or money from one fund to another, and therefore I would move that we would suspend our statutory rules and give Ordinance 2020-044 its second and third reading.
Mr. Greenough, all those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicki?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
And Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
The rules of council are suspended, and the clerk will give this a second and third reading.
Ordinance 2020-044, Ordinance 2020-044.
Mr. Greeno. Second, Mr. Slough. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicki?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
And Mr. Niemeyer? Aye.
The ordinance is adopted. Old business. Mr. Wilson.
We tabled Ordinance 2020-027, which is the Argyle parking lot that's currently on the, and we did that out of the request from the original contractor's letter. My question and the conversation I think might be warranted is, should we not go through and just remove this from our agenda completely? I'm concerned that we have this sitting there, and that might preclude anybody else from coming in and being interested in that property. Is there anybody else that feels the same way?
Mr. Russell. I feel the same way. And the other part of it is if we kindle the project, I wanted to go through a full three readings instead of us untabling it and then giving it consideration at one meeting. So, Don, what is it? Can we just have this removed from the agenda so that it cannot be untabled?
Yes. Let's reconsider.
So,
Mr. Hellman.
I guess I've got a question for maybe for Mr. Rasmussen. And Jeff, I had similar thoughts on this issue as well. And in that line, I was curious whether or not if we were to just remove it from the agenda, if we ought to give Mr. Or to give Elvis the, I was going to call him Mr.
Presley. Mr. Presley.
Yeah, Mr. Oxley, the first right of refusal. And that way he still has some interest in it, and we have interest in the project, but he has the first right of refusal. I don't know if you have a comment on that or not.
I do not. That's not my job.
but you're our lawyer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
But as to the issue of removing it, you certainly can do that. But
would you explain to council how that's done?
Upon motion.
Mayor Muren.
Keep our social distance as best we can. I would not recommend adding a first right of refusal at this point. That would be for them to formally request, and given that we have not seen an agreement from them at this point, we were planning to table this at this point anyway. So I would say that it is not an extraordinary timeline to work through the process for them to bring this back for consideration with more detail.
Mr. Wilson.
I'd like to make a motion to reconsider Ordinance 2020-027.
Second, Mr. Slough. All those in favor reconsidering the ordinance, please say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Point of order. It's tabled. The only way we can have any conversation on this is to untable it. And I don't know that that's particularly necessary in this case. If we want to remove it from the agenda, make a motion to remove it from the agenda. So that's my point of order. Question is, don't we have to untable it?
My comment would be to reconsider it. That would be appropriate to remove it from the agenda. You can do that either by letter or by motion. The letter would have to come from two council people, and it would be then read at the beginning of the next meeting and then voted on then. So that would be my understanding of how we could do it.
Yes, that's right, and also a motion at the next for removal from the agenda.
we make the motion to remove it from the agenda now.
Yeah.
So Mr. Wobser's got a motion.
I'd like to remove my motion for reconsideration and turn that into a motion to remove from the agenda ordinance 2020-027.
Mr. Russell.
Second.
All those in favor of removing the ordinance from the any future agenda, say aye after your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Hellman.
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer.
Aye.
Mr. Palmer.
Aye.
Mr. Russell.
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker.
Aye.
Mr. Slough.
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke.
Aye.
Mr. Wobser.
Aye.
Mr. Greenough.
It will be removed from the agenda. I'm not sure if that needed to be a roll call.
Well, I'm not sure that you wanted to say that it would never be reconsidered forever. Is basically what you said. So that we would never be able to have that agenda. Yeah. And I don't think
the motion was to remove it from the agenda. My comments aren't germane to the motion.
John, nobody's listening to you anyway.
Okay, the ayes have it. The motion will be removed. To remove has been approved. Any other old business? Hearing none. Sorry, Ms. Mayer.
I just wanted to provide a couple updates, and I guess some of it is old, some of it is new, so if you'll allow me, I'll just do it all at once and then leave the floor to you all. First, I just want to point out my lovely shirt from Flag City Clothing, which is Finley Has Heart, and I just want to give a shout-out to them. We've seen a lot of businesses in our community step up over the last couple of weeks, and Flag City Clothing is one of the organizations that did so. They are selling these T-shirts, and then a portion of the contributions go to another either business or nonprofit in the community of your choosing that have decided to participate. So I bought a couple T-shirts and gave a couple different donations to local businesses, and I would encourage you to do the same. Yeah.
How much are they, and where can you buy them?
They are available on flagcityclothing.com. I think it was $20 or $24, and I believe that $10 of that went towards another organization. So they have a lot of great products.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Also, please watch your emails later this week. We hope to have an update on our future meeting plans. We may look at moving to a more virtual meeting, so please watch for that, as we'll have plenty of details and training that would go along with that. In relation to the auditor's comments, just wanted to follow up on de-appropriations. Certainly, at this point, we're not requesting any funds be de-appropriated because all of the items that we have requested at this point we would like to move forward with, and we believe it's still prudent to do so. Other projects that are in the plan, such as the capital plan, are not necessarily things that we will move forward with at this time. Those are things that we trust our department heads to work with us on and bring forward to your attention. As you saw, we've already looked at cutting out about $1.5 million from our plan for this year for capital plans, as was shared with you, with the welding building being one of those items. We certainly understand that there are going to be significant impacts to our revenue that we are closely monitoring and will adjust to. I would also follow up with that to say that we've been managing our funds appropriately over the last number of years to have both a reserve as well as a rainy day fund to be able to weather such storms without having to make knee-jerk reactions. So I can assure you, and I know I've had conversations with many of you, that we are spending wisely, we are acting appropriately, we are being good stewards, and we are trying to be the even ship in this storm, because we certainly need to continue to do business and provide the service that our citizens contribute their tax dollars towards. So certainly if there are specific items you have concern about, please don't hesitate to reach out on that. In that same vein, I just wanted to mention I'm having constant communications, I would feel, that with both at the state level and the federal level. Was on a call earlier today with Senator Portman related to the CARES Act and the different resources that are being made available both to direct payments to citizens as well as to businesses through the small business applications, as well as the Paycheck Protection Program that they have rolled out. So I know that Economic Development myself and the chamber are putting a lot of that information out. If you are getting questions from business owners or citizens, both on the City of Findlay website as well as on the Chamber website, they have a combination of resources for businesses, and I know that they have done a couple of email blasts out to businesses to help them weather this storm. I'll continue to push that information out to you all and was hoping to kind of put together an update on some of the conversations we've had. One thing that I will specifically mention and will be working to communicate a little more thoroughly, the direct-to-citizen payments is a tax credit towards your next year's taxes. So it is something that is going to apply when you report your taxes next year. It's not going to necessarily count against you, but it's kind of an advance. So I want to make sure that it's very convoluted, as many things to do with taxes are. Beth, we may look to you as our expert on this, but trying to communicate to citizens, because the last thing I want is citizens to see this as free money that they spend right now and then are hit later because they didn't realize the impact it was going to have on them. So certainly it's a great stimulus. It's a great opportunity for people to have money now when they need it, but we need to understand the long-term implications of how that's going to impact them when they file their taxes in 2021. And then my final thing, I know Census Day already happened, but we are currently at 53% of our county has submitted the census form online, so you can continue to do so, completing that online by visiting my2020census.gov and filling that out. It takes just a couple of minutes. Obviously, that's very important still to our community. And then probably in, I would guess, mid-May at this point is when Census Bureau workers will begin canvassing and following up with households that have not completed the census. So please continue to push folks to do that because that is a much more efficient manner and is certainly in this time of the pandemic going to continue to push people back on when those folks will start canvassing. So we need to have complete data.
Have a question for the mayor.
All right.
The problem with so many institutions of higher learning closing down for the year is going to have some significant effects on particularly communities such as Bowling Green, but also would have an effect in the City of Findlay because of the University of Findlay students who have gone home. Have you heard of any thought in the Census Bureau to factor in some of these situations? But Bowling Green could lose significantly, as I said, and we would lose as well.
Yeah, so the census, for the first time ever, college students are counted at their place of education.
Yeah.
The higher education institutions can do a mass report for the students that are living on campus. So I've been working with the University of Findlay. They have an Excel spreadsheet that they have exported from their database and will be providing that to the Census Bureau. We have a specific contact for group housing that we are working with, so that will apply to other housing organizations, such as assisted living facilities, depending on their designation, as well as some other facilities in our community. So I'm sure Bowling Green is doing the same. And I will just also state that the individuals that are students that live off campus, they're responsible for doing their own, and I've worked with the University of Findlay to film and get information out to them, and they're also receiving all of our social media and seeing those billboards. Many of them have stayed in town if they are renting because they're paying their rent here locally.
Mr. Wilson.
Mayor, how are those students then not potentially double counted in the census?
Well, there's always the opportunity that they could be double counted. They've tried to make it very clear when you do it, it's based off of where you are living the majority of the time and the way that the census reports the information. They're asking enough distinguishing information that they will be able to designate your data person. It's especially if it's online, it's being put into the database. And if you have someone that's reporting the exact same information just at two addresses, there's going to be some additional checks there.
Well, I'm happy, Mr. Russell. I'm happy to report that one of your overcounts is living and eating at my house. So I should have counted him for two based on appetite, but yeah, this is the exact same thing. And he's already been counted. And how easy is doing the census? Well, over the phone, my 95-year-old mother and I completed her census form, and it did invariably take 5 minutes. So it was quite easy.
We did ours couple of weeks ago, and we've heard so many horror stories about trying to get a hold of unemployment offices and so forth. It is easy, and I was anticipating a wait, and it didn't happen. Do it if you haven't done it already.
Mr. Wobson.
I had a question for the mayor off the census. If anybody else has anything with the census, I'll... Mayor, I had a email from a constituent asking this question best for you. With the green drop-off area being open, how sensible is that given the era of social distancing?
Yes, so I have also fielded a couple of the questions related to the Greenway site. So we opened today. We did put some additional signage out this afternoon reminding folks that they need to keep that social distancing practice in place. Our folks are going to continue to monitor it and kind of help ebb the flow as much as possible. The Greenway site, I would encourage anyone, we would like to keep that open. We know a lot of people are home. They have the time and ability, and the weather has been nice. We would have loved to have gotten it open a little sooner this weekend, but it just wasn't feasible. And you can very easily come in, drop off your items, and leave safely without interacting with anyone else, and that is how we would like it to happen. If you see that there are other people in an area, we would encourage you to be patient and wait until they clear out so that you can then move up, because certainly we don't want to put people in harm's way. We want to be prudent, but it is a lower risk environment because it is outside and we can provide that space for people. If we notice that over the next couple of days people are not being prudent and using their own judgment and managing that, we will have to close it down. So we would like to keep it open. We would encourage folks to, you know, kind of self-monitor and be wise. But if we need to take that step to protect people, we will.
Thank you.
Ms. Warnke.
I do have one question. Are we – they've shut down the school playgrounds, et cetera. If we see people on those, that should be that be reported anywhere or just – go home and tell your husband how irritated you are, or what am I supposed to do on that?
You know, that is your call on how you want to handle it. We currently have signage up at all of our parks. We have fielded a couple of calls already. We have, in a couple cases, sent officers out just to kind of give folks a friendly reminder that they shouldn't be playing on that. There have been, you know, people have sent me pictures and different things. I think it's one thing if you see one child and a parent on a swing set where they can safely sanitize the handles and seat versus running around on the entire playground. We want to keep folks away from those high-touch surfaces.
Well, this and was from a mom who looked from the street. I saw her stop, like, oh, is there anybody there? And they just sat in the car and let her three kids out. And the six guys that were playing Frisbee, except really they were just standing in a huddle talking on the other side.
Yeah. You can notify us. Again, it's going to be hard for us to kind of go out right in that instance. If we need to add additional signage, we can. You know, I think the big thing is I'm planning to do a PSA because I have had quite a few today. It was another nice afternoon. Just reminding people that they need to self-police. If we need to add additional barriers on things, we can, but that also poses a, you know, a little bit of a safety hazard.
Sorry, so I was just curious if I should have walked up and said, hey, I'm on city council, you're not supposed to be here, but
you know
I didn't try that either.
I think that there's a lot to be said for giving gentle reminders. You know, I care about your safety, and the recommendation is that you shouldn't be playing on the surfaces because they're high touch, and I think it would be best if you would find another way to enjoy the outdoors. You know, we want people to be outside. It's good for their mental health. It's good for their physical health. I know I'm completely stir crazy. And so I think that's great, but we have to remind folks that this is something that they need to take seriously. There are ways to be outside and have fun without spreading germs and touching those high-risk surfaces.
Just curious if anybody else ran into that.
Yeah. I've received a lot of notes, a lot of pictures on folks. I would encourage people to have friendly conversations where appropriate and certainly let us know. You can shoot me an email at mayor@findlayohio.com, and we'll do our best to patrol.
Mr. Wilson.
I'd like to call a strategic planning committee meeting for April 21st at 5:30 p.m. on the in the third floor conference room. Sure, I'd still like to call a strategic planning committee meeting. So that's just a committee meeting on April 21st at 5:30 p.m. So that's our normal council night, the next one coming up an hour and a half prior to council.
Any other old business? New business? Oh,
I'd
Mr. Helms.
I'd like to respond to the mayor and let her know that I've been to the to the green waste dump probably dozens of times, and nobody has ever come over and helped me unload my garbage or gotten away. So I think it's fine to keep it open, just for the record.
Any other old business? Mr. Russell?
The Planning and Zoning Committee is meeting this Thursday, April 9th at noon. We are going to try to do this virtually. If you'd like to listen or possibly watch the actions of the Planning and Zoning Committee, the easiest way to find meeting connection info is to go to the calendar on the city's website, go to the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting, open that up, and the connection information will be there. So we are dipping our toe into the virtual world, and if I can get my Planning and Zoning Committee to make it work, average age is, what is that, Jim?
Old.
Then we think we can do it with pretty much anybody. Is that the way we discussed it earlier? So, and as I mentioned in the email, Planning and Zoning Committee members, get your grandkids on speed dial to make sure this thing can happen.
New business. Hearing none, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Mr. Wobser, second. Mr. Hellman, all those in favor of adjourning, say aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.
National and world news from ABC, statewide coverage from the Ohio News Network, and local and regional news from the WFIN newsroom. 1330 WFIN, and now at 95.5 FM.